It was one Rosh Hashanah where one of the top students of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh got sick. But we mean really, really sick. He didn't know what it was from. He had no idea how he got sick. He had no idea how to heal himself, but he was sweating away. The situation was really, really bad. They summoned in a doctor. And the doctor comes to the student of the Baal Shem Tov and says to him, "Listen, there's just one thing I could tell you that you have to make sure that you refrain from. Herring." Herring? What is... Trust me. The guy's thinking to himself, if that's the only thing I have to make sure I stay away from, and this is how I get healed, it won't be a problem. It's fine. I'm not even into herring. Food's not even such a big thing by me anyway. So he stays home. He can't go to shul. He can barely walk. He has no koyach, but... The weirdest thing happens to him in the morning of Rosh Hashanah. He couldn't explain it, but he suddenly got the craziest herring attack. And he schleps himself off his bed. He can't walk. He crawls. He can't stop himself. And he goes to the fridge, and he opens up the fridge, and he's pulling out the herring, and he needs to devour himself in this herring. He couldn't understand what was going on. Now the truth is, I don't know if he ended up here eating the herring or not, but I know that this ratzon to eat it existed. Afterwards, he was trying to understand what led him to crave herring in such an intense way. So Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh told him, he said, you know, usually the other side, right? The Sitra Achra, the Samech Mem, it tries to get us to fail in every type of mitzvah, in anything that it possibly can. But here, he had it easy. You just had to do one thing. Benishmartem me'od lenafshoteichem. To take care of your soul, to take care of your body. And the doctor told you exactly how to refrain from damaging your body. So the other side said, "Ooh, this is going to be easy business today. It's just the one thing in the world that he can't do. I'm going to make it impossible for him." So sometimes, friends, sometimes that one thing which we don't think is the worst thing in the world, our whole lives may depend on not doing or doing just one thing. But when you see that it's most difficult for you to refrain from or to actually do, just know that that's the other side that's working overtime, because it knows that if you conquer this one, you're going to be fine.